Early voter turnout in Texas has been booming so far this year, but the state typically has one of the lowest rates of voter participation. Only a third of those registered voted in the last midterm election in 2014. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports on a group with a strategy to convince unlikely voters to go to the polls and a plan to reshape Texas politics.
In a nondescript West Dallas office complex, David Villalobos is on a roll, talking to about three dozen men and women, mostly black and Latino, all in matching teal shirts, ready to go out and knock on doors. His topic, how to get people excited about voting.
How can we get them to actually pay attention or to actually be committed to the conversation that we're trying to have with them?
Go ahead and get the issues as soon as possible.
Talk about the issues, right? Why?
Issues like poor conditions in their kids' schools or an unequal criminal justice system. Starting there gets people to open their ears, he says, to listen.
What else does it open up?
Their mouths.
Their mouths. What else? Something very deep.
Their heart.
And we don't open up our people's hearts. I mean, they're not going to take that action and go vote.
This is the central tenet of Texas Organizing Project's voter mobilization efforts, connecting issues that matter to Black and Latino communities to voting. The group is targeting irregular voters, people who maybe voted for president before, but don't show up during primaries in March or vote during midterms. TOPS Deputy Director Brianna Brown says campaigns usually ignore them.
Our people are not voting. Black and brown folks are not voting because no one's asking them to vote, right, in these midterm and local elections. So we're asking folks to vote, and we're also rooting that in a big picture, bold policy agenda.
At the center of that agenda is criminal justice reform. TOP also works on paid sick leave, public education, affordable health care, immigrant rights. The group is backing candidates this year, mostly Democrats, who have pledged to fight for these issues. And Brown says TOP will help them win by turning out 26,000 Dallas County voters who wouldn't otherwise vote in this midterm election. So far, she says, 25,000 of those unlikely voters have already voted because of TOP's engagement.
Door knocks, phone calls, literature, and we'll drive you to the polls on election day. I mean, it really is a comprehensive strategy to get our folks to the polls.
The Texas Organizing Project is running similar campaigns in Harris and Bexar counties, and it's all part of a long-term strategy. By 2022, Brown says TOP plans to build robust operations in the state's nine most populous counties and to add 850,000 voters of color to the electorate. Enough, she says, to put a governor in office who shares their agenda.
We think our power is concentrated in our cities and our counties where the most black and brown folks live, and that we really need to deliver a policy agenda that speaks directly to policy changes that affect everyday lives, right? And at the center is this fight for racial and economic justice.
TOP is drawing on a long tradition of community organizations who have sought to organize African Americans and Latinos in the political arena and beyond.
Max Crockmall is a historian based at Texas Christian University. He says the Democratic Party traditionally champions these issues, but that in the last couple of decades, their statewide campaigns have largely courted moderate white swing voters, which has won them few offices and left many in Black and Latino communities feeling neglected.
And so what we've seen is that indigenous community organizations that are really rooted in African-American and Latino communities are filling that gap. They're stepping into the breach and they're connecting those communities with the Democratic Party and the electoral process broadly. But I would say with a bigger vision, a vision of social transformation.
Who am I missing? Do I have everybody but one? LaRonda didn't come today. She was on
back at Texas Organizing Project's Dallas campaign office, Shatamia Taylor is briefing her team of 14 canvassers on how many doors they need to knock this week.
6455. But see, the thing about it is I'm only telling y'all that so you are aware because I already know y'all gonna hit it.
We do.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Taylor says a lot of her canvassers were those irregular voters they're now reaching out to, and so they know how to talk to people who are unconvinced that voting matters.
I love to see the passion in some of these young folks' faces when they're out here. I love the way that they talk about how they got to someone who said that they weren't going to vote, and now they are because they came and knocked on their door.
Seeing that passion and getting people to vote is exciting, Taylor says, because it's the first step in building political power among Black and Latino communities. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.